Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, everybody, day 29 of April 2021. The show is raw and unfiltered, and your host is Wayne Allen Root. But for the last hour here, I will be taking over on all these great radio stations across the entire country. My name is Lee Elsie, and you can reach me at LeeElsieRadio.com. Yes, the one and only Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, spinning the dials, pushing the buttons, making it all go from one end of this glorious country all the way to the other. Now, I know Wayne talked about this during the first 2 hours of the program, but I've got to piggyback, got to get on it. You know, I sat there last night, popcorn popped, an icy cold beverage, my dog at the foot of my chair, and I sat back and couldn't wait to hear what crazy Joe Biden was going to tell me about the United States of America. So Joe Biden and his minions and his legions, I think it's more accurate to say his puppeteers, finally felt he was ready for prime time and unleashed him on the American public for the State of the Union address almost 100 days after he put his hand on the Bible and swore allegiance to the United States of America, and me, and you, for that matter. And what did we get last night? What did we get for our trouble last night watching Joe Biden pontificate to us about where we are as a nation? First and foremost, he took total credit for the rollout for the COVID vaccines. Not one time did he mention the previous administration. Not one time did he mention Pence. And of course, he was never going to mention Trump. But it was Trump and him seeding the pot to billions of dollars thrown at the drug companies so that they would get off their fannies and create a vaccine in record time. But Joe Biden did not say anything about that. And once again, as I was watching this thing unfold, I could not help but say to myself over and over and over again, I cannot trust this man. I cannot trust the two women behind him. I cannot trust 90% of the people in that building last night, and for that matter, 90% of the people who live and work in Washington and are supposed to represent me and you and the rest of us. I don't trust them at all. Nothing that comes out of their mouth sits well with me. I think it's all smoke and mirrors. I think it's stuff that's been said year after year, decade after decade. Take this into consideration for a second, okay? Take this into consideration. Here is a man, Joe Biden, who has been in political office for the most part for the better part of 50 years, 47 years. So most of his adult life, Joe Biden has been getting a check from the government for supposedly serving the public interest. What exactly has he accomplished? What has any of these people accomplished down in Washington? They talk, they talk, they talk, and rarely, if ever, does anything get done. Think about that for a second. Imagine yourself being Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, all these other lifers down in Washington who continue to just talk, 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 talk with very limited results. Nothing happens. And yet they keep getting elected into office. What is going on here? What kind of shenanigans are happening down in Washington? It almost seems like they're flipping their middle finger at us, laughing. You know, the door's closed and the cameras are off. Don't you get the sense that all of them are in a room, Republicans and Democrats? Same thing over and over again. Keep sending the same people back, getting the same results. Never is anything really accomplished. Never. And Biden is just another grotesque example of a failed government system. It's failed. It's failed us. So on top of all that, last night, what does he do? Well, he talks at length about what he's going to give us. Talks about what they've passed. Let's listen in as Uncle Joe Biden talks about passing the American Rescue Plan.
This is the largest jobs plan since World War II. It creates jobs to upgrade our transportation infrastructure. Jobs, modernizing our roads, bridges, highways.
Right.
Jobs building ports and airports, rail corridors, transit lines. It's clean water. And today, up to 10 million homes in America and more than 400,000 schools and child care centers have pipes with lead in them, including drinking water. A clear and present danger to our children's health. American Jobs Plan creates jobs replacing 100% of the nation's lead pipes and service lines. So every American.
All right, so let me stop it. Once again, this goes back to what I was just talking about. This guy's been in office or held some kind of a seat for 50 years. And now all of a sudden, because there's this influx of cash, because apparently now America, the United States of America, has limitless amounts of money. There is literally a money tree behind the White House that you can pick $100 bills off and spend as you'd like. Because Joe Biden, who's been in office all these years, I'm sure he didn't hear about the lead pipes this week. I'm sure he knew about that for a while. But all of a sudden now, that's become a priority. Okay, so that's part of the American Rescue Plan. By the way, just another thing real quick before I play a little bit more audio. They want to spend $6 trillion. On top of the multiple trillions of dollars they've already spent. And nobody seems to care about this. Even the Republicans, they're kind of squawking, but not really making a lot of noise about this. No real deficit hawks are actually coming out of the woodwork. Because I've told you this before, it's a simple formula. If you do not give the voters what they perceivingly want, then you won't win elections. And Joe Biden and the Democrats have mastered that. They're going to give away everything until there's nothing left to give. And they're going to keep power as long as they can until there's nothing left.
Some of you at home are wondering whether these jobs are for you. So many of you, so many of the folks I grew up with, feel left behind, forgotten, in an economy that's so rapidly changing. It's frightening. I want to speak directly to you, because you think about it, that's what people are most worried about. Can I fit in? Independent experts estimate the American Jobs Plan will add millions of jobs and trillions of dollars to economic growth in the years to come. It is a 8-year program. These are good-paying jobs that can't be outsourced. Nearly 90% of the infrastructure jobs created in the American Jobs Plan do not require a college degree. 75% don't require an associate's degree.
Now, let me just say, what's funny about this, okay? It's amazing about this guy. They're so stupid. They're so remarkably stupid. And they say something. I swear to God that they don't listen to themselves talk, right? I swear to God that they don't pay attention to themselves. Like, they read written words that have been written for them, I'm sure, but they really don't know or remember what they're saying. Because here he is, you know, waxing poetic about all these great jobs they're going to create. And you can be a high school graduate to get these high, high-paying jobs from this plan that they're going to seed a ton of money in. And then 14 minutes later, he's going to tell America how we need to pay for an additional at least 2 years of school, maybe four. What the hell is that about? Does that make any sense? So here's all these great jobs that you don't even need to have an education for, but let's spend another $1 trillion to open up schools for another 4 years so kids can go to school for free till they're 22, 23 years old. The money for them is not a factor in the decisions that they make. They don't care about it. Do you understand? They don't care about money. Because it's not theirs.
The great universities in this country have conducted studies of the last 10 years. It shows that adding 2 years of universal high-quality preschool for every 3-year-old and 4-year-old, no matter what background
more free
they
stuff.
Come from, puts them in a position to be able to compete all the way through 12 years. It increases exponentially their prospect of graduating and going on beyond graduation. Research shows when a young child goes to school, not daycare, they're far more likely to graduate from high school than go to college or something after high school.
All right, let me play one more piece of audio because I just looked at the clock and I am running out of time. But this is how the president stumbled and bumbled towards the finish line.
Folks, as I told every world leader I've ever met with over the years, it's never, ever, ever been a good bet to bet against America, and it still isn't.
Oh. Wow, yay!
The United States of America.
Yay!
There's not a single thing.
Yeah.
Nothing beyond our capacity.
Right.
We can do whatever we set our minds to if we do it together. So let's begin to get together. God bless you all, and may God protect our troops.
What a bunch of hollow words, man, that come from this guy. Nothing. Nothing sincere about it. Not 1 second of sincerity comes out of the mouth of Joe Biden. So I'm not buying it. I'm not following like the rest of the sheep out there that call you all self Democrats or liberals or whatever you call yourself. Me, I'm a conservative. I am somebody who believes in individual freedoms and rights and all that go along with that. And I don't believe Joe Biden represents any of that stuff. I got to take a quick break. My name is Lee Elsie. And again, I'm filling in here the last hour of the program for the great Wayne Allen Root. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar's weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guy for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root here on USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered is the show. By the way, sponsor of this segment of the show is ASI Radio. Excuse me, ASI International, as in Asset Strategies International. Never in history has your wealth been in such peril. And the solution is very simple. It's called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. And you know what? That's great news. You know the wisdom. Buy low and sell high. Gold will not be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Much more on the way. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. If you call ASI today, Asset Strategies International, they will get you a one-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, and tell them Moore sent you, or go to assetstrategies.com.
All right, everybody. My name is Lee Elsie. You're used to hearing Wayne Allen Root. He had to duck out a little bit early tonight, so I am filling in here for the last hour of the program, usually on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I get the first hour, but this Thursday I get the final hour again across the entire country on these great USA Radio Network stations. So some things that liberals like to seize control of. And once they have control of these things, they can dictate how you live your life. For example, they like to control health care. Control health care and you control people. Poverty. If you increase poverty levels as high as possible, poor people are easier to control. They have nothing. You give them something. They're yours. Debt. Increase the debt to an unsustainable level. Isn't that what's going on right now? What happens then? Well, that way you're able to increase taxes, and increasing taxes actually causes more poverty. Things you heard Joe Biden talk about last night. Gun control. Remove the ability to defend yourself. First Amendment goes bye-bye. Government is in complete control. Welfare. Take control of every aspect. Food, housing, income. What is happening right now? Are all of the things that I'm mentioning, the government is doing it. Education. Take control of what people read and listen to. Tell them what to think. Get your shot. You've got to get a shot. Otherwise, you're not really part of humanity. They're telling you that right now. Religion. If you remove God, you make government God. And God disappears, you have more control of the people. And of course, the big one that's happening again right now, all of these eight examples that I just gave you are happening in front of your eyes, whether you want to admit it or not. Class warfare. Divide the people into wealthy and poor. They give the guise that it's black versus white, but it's really economic. It really is. It's economic. And this is the way that you can create chaos. And they've done that. And if you don't see that, you're just not paying attention, or you don't want to see it. This is what the left has done. They've created this chaos. They're controlling health care, poverty, debt, gun control, welfare, education, religion, and class warfare. It's happening. It's happening right now from one sea to the other sea. The United States has never seen it like this before. We've been divided. Of course we've been divided. I mean, half the country 160 years ago believed that you should be able to own a human being. The other half, no. And they fought, and we fought. And we freed slaves. And that was the biggest strife, physical confrontations that we've ever had. But we're getting there now. Every weekend, there's a riot somewhere. There's a quote-unquote protest. There's a killing for what reason? Because of the color of somebody's skin. On all four corners of this country. And it's all being put together by these eight things that I just told you about. Healthcare, poverty, debt, gun control, welfare, education, religion, and class warfare. And the progressives, the Democrats, are masters at it. And they have been doing it to you and to us forever. But they've really ramped it up. Or they really ramped it up once Donald Trump was elected. That was something they could not handle, so they threw a little gas on the fire and really began to turn up the heat. And that's what we got going on right now. All right, listen, I got to take a quick break. My name again is Lee Elsey. You can reach out to me, LeeElseyRadio@gmail.com. Check out my website. It's a work in progress. We're getting it up to speed, LeeElsey.com. Pretty soon we'll have some cool swag out there, some patriotic stuff that I would love for you to go grab. But right now I've got to take a break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Look, folks, Wall Street didn't build this country. You did. The middle class did. and unions built the middle class.
President Biden's comments there, the president holding one of his drive-in rallies in Georgia, marking his 100th day in office. The president also urging all Americans over the age of 16 to roll up their sleeves and get vaccinated. Former President Donald Trump says he is considering running again in 2024 with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as his running mate. Trump telling Fox Business that DeSantis is a friend of his and a great guy. He added that endorsing DeSantis for governor helped the Florida Republican lift off like a rocket ship. And as the NFL draft is underway, star quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers, is reportedly telling his team he doesn't want to return to Green Bay. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
You
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. Very special guest joining me right now. You may have seen America, CNN, Fox News. She's been everywhere. Her name is, again, Dr. Carol Lieberman, and we appreciate her coming on with us today. She is a board-certified psychiatrist with a master's in public health. So, Doc, thank you for coming on. I appreciate it. We're going to talk about mass shootings, 45 mass shootings in the last month alone, and I'm sure you get this all the time, Doc. Why?
Why? Well, it's mostly factorial, various reasons. One of them, of course, is that people are being stoked by the rage of some political or activist group. Another reason is a lot of these shooters have mental illness that have gone untreated, either because their family doesn't recognize that they have a mental illness, or the family does recognize them and doesn't bring them to a mental health professional, or somehow they are brought to either the hospital ER or a mental health professional, and then they fall between the cracks after that. They're not followed. You know, they're not, no one watches that they continue to take their medication or continue to go for therapy. And then, of course, there's coronavirus. We have been facing our own mortality. We are feeling like, some of us are feeling like life isn't worth living, so we're desperate. And that's when some people are tipped into into taking out their rage onto other people. And then another reason is that lockdown, you know, all part of the coronavirus, lockdown has dehumanized us, has made us, we wear masks, we don't know who the other people are, we can't get hugs, and so on. And during lockdown, we have been spending lots of time, lots of people have, unfortunately, been spending a lot of time on violent video games.
Mm.
And study after study for decades have shown that the more violent media, especially video games, that you consume, the more aggressive you become.
So you mentioned a number of factors. One of them you didn't mention, which I'm curious about, is medication. A lot of times folks will point to certain kinds of medication these kids get that maybe we didn't get, our generation didn't get, medication, whether it be Ritalin or what have you. Did that have any factor here?
Well, you know, most of the time when people point to medication, it's really an excuse. I mean, most medications, it is true that doctors are giving out Ritalin and Adderall to kids, to young kids, like it's candy. And instead of giving them, you know, psychotherapy for whatever problems they have, instead of giving them learning techniques to, you know, if they have learning problems, to, to better learn in the way that they can learn, instead of doing all that, they just hand out. And mostly when people go to general practitioners that this happens, but even some psychiatrists. So, yes, that does. You know, that does play a role, because it agitates children and then can make them more likely to use drugs, you know, illegal drugs, later on.
What about the upbringing for some of these folks? Is there any common characteristics as far as how they're brought up?
Absolutely. In every mass shooter, there is a troubled, dysfunctional family and childhood. That is really at the root of it, whether the child is abused physically, sexually, by neglect, or, they were missing a parent, a parent abandoned them. All those things are what really forms the personality structure of a person. And then these other things that I was talking about, like, for example, playing video games, children who are people who are depressed or who are lonely or who are bullied are more likely to be spending more hours. I mean, other than when there's lockdown, you know, when it's a normal time, it's especially the kids who are depressed and lonely and bullied who resort to spending hours upon hours on playing violent video games because they get rewarded for expressing their rage on the game.
Right. It's almost 100% male, too, right?
It is mostly male, yes. And, you know, a lot of that actually has to do with the problem that we have in America of fatherless homes.
Hmm.
You know, mothers either never being married to the man or else or the couple is married, but then the father leaves. That is a major problem in why it's males.
Maybe I'm wrong. 70-something percent of people of color, they're growing up in a fatherless home, like you had just mentioned. But when you look at mass shooters, most of the time they're white, aren't they?
Well, you know, it would seem so, certainly.
Yeah, maybe that's not the case. Am I wrong about that?
Well, I don't have a specific statistic, but certainly when you look at the cases in the news, you know, it is more often not a black person. But, you know, but there are a whole bunch of other factors that come into play. But, yes, it is true that more black children grow up in fatherless homes. It's just that they may perhaps be committing other crimes rather than mass shootings. But it's interesting, if you look at the mass shooters that we've had in recent days, they each have different motivations, you know, different things that push them over the edge, other than the fact that they all pretty much had mental illness, recognized or not. But like, you know, the Atlanta shooter, it wasn't Asian hate. It did have to do with a porn or sex addiction.
Right.
And tough love. His parents threw him out of the house the night before. And then the Boulder shooter, Ahmaud Al-Issa, that was in part revenge for Islamophobia, and he was the one where the family, you know, afterwards came out and said, "Oh yes, we knew he was paranoid," but of course they didn't get him help.
Right.
And then the FedEx shooter, you know, he was obsessed with My Little Pony. He had, it obviously did have mental health problems. The mother called the police the year before, and he supposedly was brought to some mental health professional, but then he fell between the cracks. So there's, you know, unique stories in each case, but there are certain common denominators.
Dr. Carol Lieberman is our guest. Fascinating topic, and one we could probably talk about different issues for hours. She's also got a couple of books out. Her latest book for children, I guess, Lions and Tigers and Terrorists. That's for kids? Oh, my. You wrote that for children?
Yes. Lions and Tigers and Terrorists, Oh, my, How to Protect Your Child in a Time of Terror. The first half of the book is for parents and teachers, grown-ups, how to talk to your kids about terrorism, how to recognize your own feelings, and so on. And then the second half is a picture book for kids about terrorism. It's like terrorism light.
Gotcha.
And it's the truth. It doesn't tells the truth, but in a way that isn't scary to kids. And in both parts of the book, there, I help people learn how, like for the adults, I teach them how to make their kids more resilient, things to do. And for the kids, there are 10 things kids can do on their own to make themselves more resilient.
The way things are now, I'm 55, so when I was growing up, I don't remember this. Maybe it happened and the news didn't cover it because it wasn't 24-hour news cycle, or maybe it happens sometimes, but it just seems like it happens a hell of a lot more now, Doc, right? Like a lot more than it did, let's say, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago. Am I right about that?
What is happening? The
shooting.
The
violent shooting, yeah.
Okay,
yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to jump around, but you just made me think of that. Sorry.
I know. Yes, I think you're right. I mean, yes, it is possible that because we didn't have as much news almost 24/7
right,
all over the place, that we weren't aware. But no, I don't really think that it was occurring as much. And I think it's primarily because we had a much more, well, first of all, we had parents building better nets. You know, we had more families together rather than being divorced. We had, you know, there were less fatherless homes. There was more, you know, things, there wasn't as much agitation in the world in general. You know, there weren't as many political and or activist groups, you know, telling us 24/7 to get out there and be angry and kill a cop, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, it really is sad that we seem to be going increasingly in the direction of more chaos and more lawlessness. And, you know, that is just getting everybody, making everyone feel like, well, I can go out and express my rage, you know, by shooting people.
I guess it could be just one that would trigger somebody, but it's almost like I feel like it's the combination of everything. Like when I was young, you know, you never saw any kind of real overt sex on TV, or you know, if somebody got shot and killed, you just saw maybe you saw the body laying there, or you heard the gunshot and saw the body laying there. Now you see a guy's head blow up, or you see, you know, pretty much porn anywhere you want it, and you've got this instant gratification, social media, you've got young kids, to me, acting completely inappropriate. I don't want to sound like an old prude, but, you know, you got these Instagram posts that are just way out of line. I mean, there's so much overstimulation. Maybe yes. We're lucky it's not happening more.
Yes. And TikTok, you know.
Yeah.
These challenges, these crazy challenges that kids follow. You know, really, to be honest, I mean, a lot of it does have to do with, it does stem back to parents.
Well, listen, Doc, I don't mean to jump in, but I see the clock on the wall, and I've got to run. Thank you so much again. I really appreciate you coming on today. We got to take a quick break. Thank you very much to Dr. Lieberman. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
And I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee.
And today we have a message for you women out there. Are you premenopausal, postmenopausal, or maybe you're in the middle of menopause right now?
Ouch.
Listen, we have thousands of clients that have reported reversing all of their symptoms of menopause. Or maybe you have thyroid imbalances. Same thing for those women. Listen, this is your time.
Absolutely. You can reverse all of those symptoms, and you can be your real joyful, exuberant, and lean self again. Ladies, I don't care if 6 doctors told you you can't lose that fat after menopause or in menopause, you can. We have done it hundreds and hundreds of times, even in a medical setting documented. So make your action call today. Log on to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com,
or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, we are wrapping things up here. Before we do, though, we got to bring on our good pal, Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation. And again, we have so many great friends over at the Heritage Foundation. Now, Tommy, I'm sure you've seen this, but the CDC has declared that, yes, we can go outside again. Whoopity-doo!
That's right. If you can get to the desert and you can be alone, and there's nobody within a mile, you can take your mask off outside. And this is what the president tells us is reason to get a vaccine. Now, I'm not belittling vaccines. I think they're extremely important.
Right.
But if your goal is to convince reluctant Americans to get the vaccine, being stupid and saying, hey, a year into this thing, it's time to admit we could be outside without a mask on, is not going to convince anybody, because you're just revealing yourself to be out of touch.
Right.
That's not their life. They're not sitting inside, you know, saying, well, you know, COVID's out there. I'm not going outside without my mask on, and I'm too scared to get a vaccine. That's not their life. And so it was a stupid, wasted effort, in my opinion.
So let me change gears really quick. So $6.1 trillion, that is what the Democrats plan on spending. That is what Joe Biden has given the rubber stamp of approval for here in the first 100 days. I tell you, Tommy, if you give me $6 trillion to spend, my approval rating would be higher than 52%. I could tell you that.
It is a huge amount per person. I don't know the exact dollar figure, but either way, I tweeted out this weekend, we didn't order these pizzas. I'm not paying for that. and clearly they don't care. They don't care about the cost. They don't care about the havoc it will wreak on the economy or my sons and grandkids, hopefully their future. They don't care about that. They care about how it will empower themselves. I just want to put $6.1 trillion in context. You may remember when Eric Cantor and John Boehner walked out of Barack Obama's Oval Office That was over about $30 or $40 billion. That was a disagreement that, you know, that was front page news for a week, the big walkout. That was 10 years ago. That was over $30 or $40 billion. Tonight, Joe Biden is going to admit in a joint session of Congress that he wants, on a partisan basis, only Democrats involved, to spend $6.1 trillion. My brain's about to explode. It is unbelievable. It's brazen. We're probably going to pay for it, but it's going to go to lefty causes. And it's the frustrating thing is it's not going to work. You know, they're going to spend $250 billion on child care. And I think, you know, I think everybody should have access to affordable child care because that's how our society functions. People can have child care, they can have build families, and they can go to work.
Right.
But if the federal government subsidizes it like that, it won't work out that just, you know, the lower income people have affordable child care. What will happen, and we know this for a fact, is this is what happened with colleges. They'll just raise the price of child care.
Right.
That's how the market works. If you put $250 billion into the economy, the child care providers are just going to raise their prices. That's what colleges did. That's what every industry that gets a big subsidy like that does. And that's what will happen here. So it's just going to make everything more expensive.
Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation. Let me change gears really quick. Caitlyn Jenner, can she win? Do we want her to win?
You know what?
What are liberals going to do? I mean, how are they going to compartmentalize not voting for a transgender?
Well, we know what they're going to do. You know, identity politics only matters to them is if your first identity is a Democrat.
Okay.
And then all your other identities matter. Your skin color matters. Your sexual preferences matter. All that matters. But you have to first, in order to get their support, check the box that you're a Democrat. So they won't support her. They'll probably trash her. It'll look like hypocrisy to the rest of us.
Yeah.
But to them, it's perfectly in line with their ideology because identity politics is just, it's in service of partisanship to them. And that's what they don't say out loud, but it's so obvious.
It'll be interesting. I think that'll be a lot of fun for us to cover that one because some people are not going to know what to do because you've got an openly gay, potentially an openly gay candidate. You've got a transgender candidate, both Republicans. And
we want to know so much more about those candidates than the fact that they're transgender.
Oh, I know. I know.
I want to know so much more about how they will act in office. And in general, the left doesn't get past the identity, so we'll see how that plays out.
I'm interested to see Caitlyn Jenner actually in a debate setting. I think that's must-watch TV, without question. So there you have it. All right, my good friend Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation, I got to run. We're out of time. Thank you, everyone, listening on the great USA Radio Network across the entire country. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday afternoon / evening. Wayne will be here tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific time, once again on all these great USA Radio Network stations. I'll catch you guys next Tuesday. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.